with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm your host, Lance Allen. And please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, we got to take it all the way back to the beginning of the game. Ty Montgomery gets banged up on the opening kickoff. Then Devontae Adams hurts his ankle. And how do you overcome being two receivers down that early in the game and overcome the adversity to get on the roll that you guys did later on?
You play with three receivers, you know, that are healthy. Now, I'll tell you what, really, the whole team really rallied through this injury spurt that we're going through. So, and we're going to have to do the same thing going into San Francisco. But young guys jumped in there. Jeff Janis jumped in there, did a good job, did some great things on special teams also. So, our young players are getting more time than maybe expected, and it's definitely paying dividends.
Kansas City game, Mike, fast start both sides of the ball. First quarter, two touchdown drives offensively, and defensively, three and outs. And I think the Chiefs got a total of 4 yards during that time. What a way to start a game.
Definitely. We really wanted to build off our last performance of Sunday Night Football, and you know, the energy in the stadium was just electric, and that was an emphasis for our team to repeat that coming out the gate, and we definitely accomplished that.
Another free play for Aaron Rodgers, another touchdown throw to James Jones. Can you add a little variety to this? We've seen this time and time again. This guy's getting really good at this, Mike.
It's a good rerun. I don't know. I definitely like the way it's going. Aaron's playing at an extremely high level. The receivers are taking advantage of the one-on-one situations, and I really like our run-to-pass balance right now. We're in a really good groove, especially this early in the year, and especially with the number of injuries that we've had.
Mike, you made a real interesting comment after the Chiefs game, saying your team was getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Could you elaborate a little bit?
Well, on a number of different fronts. Number one, just the way we train. We've been changing things up by design, just the way we've been scheduled. That's changed by design repeatedly. And frankly, just the fact you're not playing next to the same guy every day, too. So being able to play through these injury situations, I think it speaks volumes about our football team, speaks volumes about our program. Great coaching staff getting these guys ready each day.
We got to put the spotlight on a guy maybe a little lesser known. Joe Thomas gets his first sack. Big role in the dime defense. One of those guys that he was on the practice squad last year. You got him back from the Cowboys practice squad this year, but he showed up and played.
I'm just overwhelmed here, right? The fact that you, dime defense, that's Larry. You spent some time around
he's
Larry.
He's coaching me up. I'm getting the fundamentals.
Yeah, he's been doing the show quite a while.
I'll tell you what. Man, you've come a long ways, Paul.
I have.
You sure have.
You've taught me something.
I didn't teach you anything. It's great to have Joe back. Definitely a young man that's, you know, been a part of our program now 2 years, and things go different ways, and it's a great reflection of how tough it is at the 53 when you have to cut down to 53 in the practice squad and so forth. So he came back. He's an excellent fit for the dime package, and he had a heck of a game.
Joe's not the biggest linebacker in the world, but he's got some hammer to him, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he'll strike you now. That's what I've always loved about Joe, and he did some really good things on special teams also.
Speaking of special teams, and you kind of hinted at it, Jeff Janis, I noticed two different times, he nailed the returner for no gain. Is he really becoming that physical guy on special teams, zoom down there?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can see it. You know, Jeff was really starting to turn it on in preseason, had some plays that he definitely needed to learn from, and he's improved on it. So it's just like any time a young player gets in there, they have some success, they build their confidence, and you're seeing that with Jeff.
I don't want to see this get lost in the wash. How about your O-line's work against one of the league's best defensive fronts?
Hey, no doubt about it. That was a front that we still do have a lot of respect for coming in here. And really, the way the game started, I thought both our offensive line and our defensive line did a really good job commanding the line of scrimmage. You know, particularly our offensive line, we had some really good, I always call them apex, you know, apex runs where your ability to push the line of scrimmage, you know, yard or two off the ball. And to get that early in the game, that's very impressive versus an outstanding front.
I think this speaks well of you, Mike. Brewers owner Mark Adonazio recently said when he hired a new general manager that he talk to you about how you get along with Ted and how the structure of the organization is and the success. Do you take that as an honor that other teams, maybe it's from a different sport, they're coming to you to kind of pick your brain on what you're doing right here?
Well, I mean, it's a tremendous compliment, number one, especially coming from Mark, who you know, I have great respect for, and just had an opportunity to visit with him at length at a baseball game against the Dodgers, I think it was last year or so. So, yes, it's a compliment to you know Mark Murphy, Ted Thompson, our whole organization.
Mike, getting back to the football end of things, another comment you made, and everybody's raving about Aaron Rodgers, and rightfully so, but you said the really unique thing about him is his ability to process information. Could you talk about that?
Well, I mean, you know, anybody that's spent any time with Aaron one-on-one, I mean, he's just a very intelligent young man, but his football IQ and his ability to take new things each and every week gives our staff great flexibility being creative. They have a very challenging game plan. He's able to process that information, get it repped, the nuances during the course of a week, but still play at the same level that he's always played at and process everything that's going around him. You know, what the defense is doing, their communication, the reactions of certain techniques. Was the corner playing us playing us the way we thought he was going to play him? So he's very bright. He's a sponge. But to be able to process it in real time, I think, is just such a unique trait of his.
Next up, a very special guest this week. He is Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO. Stay tuned for that. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Our special guest this week is Packers president and CEO. Please welcome Mark Murphy.
It's good to be here after a win.
I was going to say, being 3-0 and playing well at home, it's always good to be our guest, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah. No, it's always great to be here, Lance. Oh.
And how good is it that the stadium experience now is getting rave reviews, some of the tweaks that you've done, and maybe explain a little bit, Mark, of how you've made it louder and how it really seems like a daunting place for opponents.
Yeah, you know, it's something we've really worked on for quite a few years. And, you know, really focusing on the fan experience. And one of the things we're proud of, 4 years in a row, we've been voted the number one fan experience in the NFL. I mean, we're proud of that, but we're also proud of the fact, at least from my position, that we haven't just kind of sat back on our laurels and said, well, we've got a great experience. We don't really need to change anything. Instead, we've kind of looked at, you know, what kind of things can we do to improve the experience? And, you know, the reality is the experience, and other teams have started to see it, and we want to avoid it's the experience that you as a fan, that fans have at home watching the game on TV, just keeps getting better and better. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, a lot of fans across the league are looking at it and saying, you know, I'm not going to fight the traffic. I'm not going to go to the game. I can watch the game at home and I can go to the red zone. I can watch the Sunday ticket. So what we've really focused on is to improve the experience, not just in the stadium, but around your parking experience, getting in and out of the stadium. So, you know, going back to 2011, we put in a brand new sound system, brand new video boards, the whole south end zone. We've added three new gates to make it easier for fans to get in and out. And, and the south end zone, obviously, we added 7,000 seats, so we've got 7,000 more people screaming. That helps. But more importantly, we designed it in a way to keep the noise in. And, Larry and others, you know, have been around. I mean, you can really feel it. It's much louder. Now, team's playing really well, too, and so that gets people excited. But, you know, I thought for the Seattle game, that was as loud as I've seen the stadium. It was just electric, too. It was great.
No, it's kind of a culture change because people were very respectful of the game, yeah. Packer fans were, but now they realize they can be very respectful of the game yeah. and still so, damage the other yeah. team's cause. While you're talking about all the new and exciting things going around in and around Lambeau Field, Mark, plans for Titletown recently came out. And having seen the artist renderings and so forth, it looks spectacular.
Yeah, well, thanks, Larry. Yeah, we're very excited about it. It's something, we've been really working on for 7 years. I remember early in my tenure here, you know, looking at what kind of things can we do around the stadium. And so I feel like we've been saying to the media for about a year and a half or 2 years, we'll be making an announcement soon. So it was finally nice to be able to make the announcement. But I think it's going to be great for the community. We're really excited about the anchors, and really going back a couple years ago when we added the Cabela's, I thought that was a really good first step. Although that's not officially part of Titletown, you know, it's right on the entrance to Titletown, and we're excited about the Lodge Kohler. You know, having they have such a great reputation in the state, and having them be a part of Titletown right next to the stadium will be great. The Hinterland restaurant, and then Bell and Health, you know, has such a great reputation in the community here, and with the connection with our team physician, Pat McKenzie, I think they'll all three really work well in conjunction with Cabela's of bringing more people here, and that helps everybody. I mean, from a Packers standpoint, you know, the more people that come into the community, you know, they're going to take tours, they're going to the pro shop, going to the Hall of Fame. Oh, by the way, you know, the other things I didn't mention, we've got a new pro shop opened last year. If you haven't been there, I encourage you to go down. This has been a paid commercial. But more recently, the restaurant 1919 Kitchen and Tap, and then the Hall of Fame. I think the Hall of Fame, I'm just really pleased with the way that ended up. But I think that's something Packer fans are just going to love.
And one more thing, Mark, I like what you said right off the top of you never rest. You basically are always looking for improvements, and suite renovations now are on the docket as well.
Yeah, that's, so over a 7-year period, Lance, we will have put in over $360 million and no public money, all private Packers money, a stock sale as well, and then some league money. But, the suite renovation is going to be $55 million. And, it's something we really looked at. I mean, the suites are great, but we really hadn't done anything to them since 2003. So, you know, it's going to end up being 13, 14 years. And, things have changed. And the biggest complaint that we get from our suite holders is I feel like I'm really not a part of the game. Almost all the suites don't have windows that open. So the biggest change, we'll make another number of different improvements, but the biggest change will be now every suite will have windows that open. And I think it's just going to completely change the experience that our suite holders have.
One other thing for you, Mark. You know, Morgan Burnett and Sean Richardson both missed the last game.
Yeah.
Do you have any more interceptions in you?
I don't think so, Larry. Maybe a tag. I could get run over, and maybe I could take a runner down.
But you guys have a little history on football in 83. I know Larry doesn't like me bringing that up, but it's really good. Mark, thanks for joining us
and pulling
us in on a lot of the stuff. Mark Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Mike McCarthy Show. We're back with Larry and Mike on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Set back to the right side of Rodgers. Quick toss left side, and he's got Cobb. Slips to the defender, reaching end zone. Touchdown for the Dagger.
Welcome back. Special treat this week. We have Mike at the Telestrator, and Mike, Sam Shields' interception puts you first and goal at the 4. And tell us about it.
Well, this is the tight red zone, and this is a formation we haven't used a lot of. We've been in a formation where three receivers to one side, tight end displaced. So we get into a run pass selection and really just put the ball in Aaron's hand. You can see the Kansas City defense overloads versus the run. We have a soft slot here, and Aaron does a great job. And you got the excellent block here by James and Ty. Throw and catch, and I'm just going to race that. Larry, that's how you do that there. And you can see the play action that comes off of that holds, you know, the eight defenders in the box and creates the one-on-ones out here on the perimeter. So very well-executed play.
Let's roll the tape so we can see the action. And, Mike, how valuable is it for your offense that you have wide receivers that will block folks.
Well, and that's what it's all about, because obviously they do an excellent job of catching the ball, breaking tackles, but their ability to command a second level in the run game is very important, and also in the quick screen game. So, because we're just trying to create a one-on-one. We know if we can give our receivers, particularly Randall, the ball out in space in a one-on-one, you know, we know we're going to win that situation.
Now, Mike, I want to switch angles here, because I kind of look at things from inside out.
Go figure.
And I noticed, like, this is not your typical play action. You got Josh sitting, pulling, and what exactly is going on here?
Well, you know, everybody except Aaron is playing run. So that's how you got to – so it's a full out fake of the run. They're selling it. You can see once you run the tape here how even Eddie's coming over, you know. Oh, I'm not getting the ball. So, with that, but that, you know, that was the run design. Aaron sees the one-on-one on the outside and takes advantage of it.
So it's just a true run-pass option then, huh?
Exactly.
Wow, is that pretty cool, huh? You can clap. Thank you, Mike. We'll be back behind the desk in just a moment. Don't go away.
Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Once again, another victory, and we talk game balls. Aaron Rodgers now 3-for-3 with game balls. James Jones, Randall Cobb. I guess we got to talk more about Aaron Rodgers, though, how he just distributes the ball and how it just – he makes it look so easy, but it's not easy, Mike.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, the Kansas City defense, now that's a very good defense. So, you know, Aaron's put together three weeks of – big time football. He's, you know, he's won three game balls, like you've already stated. Randall really had four touchdowns. We had the one come back on a questionable call there. But then, you know, obviously James Jones had huge numbers. So, hey, the offensive line played very well too. So it was a tough decision on offense.
Defensive side of the ball, Mike, you went with Mike Daniels and Clay Matthews. Mike, he was in beast mode, and Clay Matthews was pretty Clay Matthews.
Oh, definitely. I think you really got to see how we wanted to use Clay last night. Just the fact that you're able to move him around a couple of positions in one game. So he played lights out, and like you said, Mike was all over the place. My goodness, he had a great game.
Chris Banjo is your special teams game ball awardee. Two punt return tackles on DeAnthony Thomas, who has world-class speed. Pretty impressive.
Oh, definitely. And I think our whole coverage unit was outstanding. But Chris is doing a great job. You know, obviously plays on every special team. Saw some time on defense, too. So that was a big night for Chris Banjo.
Something that came kind of out of the blue. Alonzo Harris gets his first carry as a professional. 16 yards. That's a pretty good start.
That's a good start. Yeah, definitely. It's good that Eddie and James went in there and softened him up a little bit. And Zoe came right in. It was great to get him in the game. And once again, playing these young guys early, particularly in big-time games like that, it's just a great experience.
Next up, we'll get you ready for the road. San Francisco 49ers are next. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, it is a short week, a long flight to San Francisco. How do you prepare for that?
Well, it's gonna go fast, and it really, anytime you play on Monday Night Football, it's an experience, because I always think of the young players, because the Monday Night Football is such a long week. It's a long day before you play, and then boom, you turn around, you get a fast week. Regardless of where you play, now we're traveling out there on Friday, so there's a lot of things we got to be on top of. Number one is our hydration. We got to make sure our guys are getting plenty of rest this week, crossing time zones and so forth. So that's all part of us going out there on Friday.
Mike, last Sunday, the Super Bowl I guys in town came to your practice, and I think it was really cool the way your guys responded. That was a real genuine embrace of yesteryear.
Yes, it was awesome. You know, we have a head coach of the week thing that we do, and Alex Van Pelt was our head coach of the week. So, you know, we decided to call all the Super Bowl I champions into the middle of our breakdown, and Alex, you know, introduced each and every one, and our guys gave them all warm welcome. So, yeah, that was really neat.
Very cool moment. Mike, good luck in San Francisco.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you after that 49ers game.